Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. A couple things. Okay, you know, we have a couple guests I'm going to introduce in a second, though, too.
You good?
Yes. There was a time a few weeks ago where a certain person on the show got a little presumptuous. And I said, do not get presumptuous.
Google presumptuous.
Yeah, I don't know what he's saying.
I said, do not count the chickens before they hatch.
Oh.
And somebody was like just yelling it. And I was like, don't do that. Huh?
That's not what happened.
Why does Amy know what he's talking about?
Now I know what he's talking about because how I felt after that.
And so I said, I'm going, and it hasn't even officially been announced, and I probably shouldn't say anything now. But I'm going to work on the ACM. I did it last year with Garth and Dolly, and I'll be on the Amazon broadcast ACMs again this year. And Amy's like, we should go. And I'm like, all right, well, we're going to win the ACM award. We didn't win the award.
That's not how I said it, Bobby. That's not how I said it. If you're going to tell the story, tell it right. And that's not how I said it.
We didn't win it.
And then I was like, don't even acknowledge that. No, we didn't win it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and you... to a whole that I jinxed it.
Amy, how I else said, did it happen?
Exactly.
You don't believe in the jinx?
I don't believe in the jinx.
I didn't until today.
I think something I said about going to the ACMs, because we have gone in years past to when it was in Vegas, so I said something about, we could honestly just replay it so we could hear it, because it's not the version you just told.
Do we have it by any chance? I just kind of threw it on you, so you probably don't.
If you give me a second, we'll find it.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear it too.
Yeah, I'd love to find it.
We got jinxed.
Because I definitely was implying that we've gone before, so I didn't know if we were possibly going. Can't remember why. And then you were like, oh, great. Now we're not going to win it. Now we're not going to win. Amy said something about us going. We're not going to win. You're not.
I think the only time we ever win as a show is if we won the award,
right.
Vegas.
Correct. Yeah. I didn't.
Did you think that we were going to win it, Amy?
I didn't know.
I thought we were going to win.
But I wasn't sharing that, being presumptuous that we won. That wasn't my point in saying it.
If you look at the other shows in the category, we were definitely deserving to win.
You know why? You know why I don't think we won? A couple reasons. One, I know Katie. She's awesome. Katie Neal won the award. She, as a person, she's cool. I like her a lot. And good for her. Boom. I'm going to move off that part, though. I think we lose because we put 7,400 names on the list, and they have to make 7,400 trophies.
Well, but we've won before.
Not with this many names.
Oh, so what you're saying is they don't want to pay for the trophy.
I'm not saying that's the only reason. I'm just saying the nominees are Anya, who's a good friend of mine who works at Sirius, Katie Neal, who's I know really well, Elena Smith, and then Rob Stone and Holly Hutton. And then Bybones, Amy, Lunchbox, Producer Eddie, Morgan, Sisson, Mike D, Abby, Pitts, Kevin, Lauren, and Scuba Steve.
But we're getting
we're
out of the, yeah, we're getting out of the way. Like if we were to win, we would spend forever at the podium thanking people. Now we just got out of the way.
We don't do you don't do podium.
Yeah, and they don't. They wouldn't have to play the music to get us off stage.
No, right, actually, man. They have a whole. They well, this is what they did before, which is what I was referring to. At times when we were in Vegas, they would have a radio ceremony like the day before or earlier in the day, and we would all go. We'd
never
accept
went to
it,
that.
Whatever. And for the CMAs, we actually, they do the radio stuff before, and we have gone on stage.
But this
isn't
CMAs. This is a whole different show.
I know, but it's two award shows. Like,
but, it's not, but they're not the same.
Why did you do that?
Exactly. I need to hear the clip, though.
I'm not even entertaining this.
I need to hear the clip again, because I didn't even know they were announced, and someone sent me a note that went, Amy jinxed us, and I knew what it was immediately. And I was like, oh.
But I didn't jinx us.
I don't believe in the jinx, except for now. I've now
if
been
this
convinced.
Is your way of making up a reason that helps you feel good about not winning it, then go
nothing
for it.
Nothing makes me feel good about
put
not winning
it. Put
it
on me.
It.
I'll take that responsibility.
Nothing makes me feel good about it.
But I didn't like how you said it at the time, and I don't like how you're bringing it up now.
Well, I need to hear the clip. I need to hear the clip so I can make my official note.
Okay.
But it says Amy jinxed us.
But I didn't.
Is that what the note says, but I didn't?
No, it just Amy jinxed us.
Yeah, so. And then I'll say, but I didn't.
I don't believe in the jinx.
But you
except
do.
For today, I think. Dang, the only dang. Time I believe
right.
in it.
Can you tell Can you tell us who wrote that note or no?
No.
Probably either five guesses, but.
You have five guesses?
Five? Five.
Oh, I thought
well,
you
yeah, there's five.
Five
people in the room probably that do. Yeah. I mean, so I mean, anybody, I guess, if they remember the segment.
Gosh. I'm going to save
when did we talk about it?
I don't even know.
I'm going to tell my kids.
What are you going to tell them? What's your story for history?
Oh, that we didn't win the award and Amy jinxed us.
Got it.
Got it. Like,
pretty much.
Well,
I feel that. Yeah. Wow. We'll
guess
play.
Guess I'm not going to the award.
You have a clip?
If you can filibuster for 30
seconds. We filibuster our whole life. Our whole life is filibustering. Yeah, we can filibuster all day long.
Could you do a real filibuster? Like if you were like in the Senate?
I've had to do it on freaking TV for like 6 minutes. When Reba wouldn't come on stage at the Opry, I had to do a 22-minute filibuster.
No bones. When I worked in the news, there was a senator that filibustered for 2 days straight.
The difference is you get to be prepared for that.
Okay, how do you do that?
Wear a pull-up.
You just read a book. That's literally what they do sometimes. They just read a book.
It's crazy, dude.
We're like a filibuster that's like out of nowhere, where it's like, or just a time, fill to fill. That sucks. Once I was doing stand-up at the Opry, and they're like, hey, can you fill? Reba's going to come out next. And so she needed 4 minutes. I was like, no problem. I had an earpiece in. They're like, hey, she needs 4 more minutes. I'm like, well, I'm running out of material here. They're like, we don't know where she is. And it's the TV show and the national radio show. And I'm like, it was 22 minutes.
That's where I'd start singing.
Well, at that point, I start interviewing band members.
Yeah, yeah. So when did you learn
Clark,
how to play guitar?
How long you been with Reba? Yes. Derived from the Dutch word of freebooter and the Spanish of filibusteros.
Ah, sí.
To describe the pirates raiding Caribbean islands, the term began appearing in the American legislative debates in the 1850s. So the answer would be, do I think I could, I don't think it's a skill set thing. I think it's a how long can you last, endurance thing. Because they're up not just going from their brain.
They're just
they're
saying
just reading
words.
Books or just anything, just to kill time. So something can't get passed or voted down. But you'd have to be so annoyed with somebody doing that.
Oh, dude, I remember I was working for the news, and they're like, well, we got to wait till the next shift comes in because you can't leave until the next person comes in to cover. Because she's going to be doing this for 24 hours.
But can we filibuster on this show? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Scuba.
Yeah.
Okay, do we know the date?
Yeah, it was April 1st, and we were talking about Lauren, who works in the behind the scenes, about if we could go to her wedding or not, and it happens to be the weekend around ACMs.
Okay.
Context of it.
How long is the clip?
It's like 30 seconds.
All right,
and
here we go.
Filibustering for 20 more seconds.
Oh, you need 20 more seconds. Right. Okay. Oh. Derived from filibusteros. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, whoa, bones.
That's not a good weekend, man.
That is a bad weekend.
What is
that's
it,
what
like
I said.
Arkansas or something?
No, ACM awards. I got to go. I'm part of the broadcast.
Oh, we're all nominated for an award, too.
Oh, no, we're all going to be
man,
there.
Man, we're all going to be but there. Lauren, you got to
kiss
well,
that's
your
not true because it's in Dallas. I don't know that we're all
going to
be there.
We're all going to Dallas.
I'm supposed to be part of the show.
We've gone to Vegas to get to accept the ACM.
We haven't won the award. Being nominated, you don't just go. We haven't won the award. And you're acting like we all don't
mind it. Eddie said we're going to be there.
Eddie and you.
But you've said it first, then me, then Amy.
Hold on. I don't want to get tagged here. But she was the first one to say to go and accept our award.
That's why we've gone before to Vegas. That's why we went.
Can we hear it again?
But that would mean we won.
No, I was not.
Play it again, Ray.
I was not implying we won.
I gotta go. I'm part of the broadcast.
Oh, we're all nominated for an award too.
Oh no, we're all gonna be there.
Oh man, we're all gonna be there. Lauren, you gotta cancel your
wedding.
Well,
that's not true because it's in Dallas. I don't know that we're all gonna be there.
We're all going to Dallas.
I'm supposed to be part of the show.
We've gone to Vegas to get to accept the ACM.
We haven't won the award. Being nominated, you don't just go. Oh. We haven't won the award.
I know. Okay.
And you're acting like we already won.
We're going back to Dallas.
Not if we don't win. Amy just jinxed it. You guys, you just heard.
Oh, Amy, there it was.
That was it. That hurt.
Yeah, that's why we lost. We've gone to Vegas. Okay, whatever.
That's why we lost. I stand by it. Logically speaking, that's exactly why we lost. I stand by it. Yeah. And nothing can change my mind.
Yeah, it's really logical.
Wow. All of you guys deserve to be punished. But after I said,
that's what I hear from that
we're not
clip.
Going.
No.
And you two chilled. And then she was like, well, to accept our award. And
no,
it's like,
I said we have gone to Vegas to accept it. Therefore, because we are nominated, if we win is what I meant. If we win,
I just figured we were going as nominees. You know, like they do in the country singers.
They show you in the crowd and then they have all the faces on the screen.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
Yeah, but Amy, you said something completely different.
I know, you're amazing. Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
You are amazing.
You're amazing. Isaac.
You're amazing.
No, you do not suck.
No, I do.
No, we all make mistakes.
Oh, I do.
Well, let's bring our guests in here. God dang. You all right over there? Welcome to the show, guys. Your names?
Hi, I'm KP.
Hi, I'm Benicia.
And so you guys are both from Detroit?
We are.
And you're watching the real dynamic of the show. Would you tell our listeners that none of this is faked?
None of this is fake. Y'all are very genuine.
Yeah, reactions are very real in here. Yeah.
And at times it can be a bit awkward, but it is always authentic, as awkward as it seems. Do you guys feel awkward being a part of it, sitting here?
No, not at all.
Awesome. What
Absolutely
about you?
Not. Perfect. We talk for a living.
Love it.
But Benicia heard the clip too, and she was even like, eesh, eesh.
No.
She don't want to get involved right now. I wouldn't even get involved.
Because I'm actually on your side.
Do you mean
I'm
Amy?
Yes, I'm on your side.
Thank you.
She said, we've gone, meaning that didn't
But we've only gone to accept an award. Only. We've only ever gone to accept an award. So if we're going again, what does that mean? A to B.
It means you were nominated.
No, we've never
been. I said I was nominated.
Exactly.
I said we were nominated.
It didn't mean that you already won.
Right.
We've never been just as nominees. We've only been when we won.
Right, which is what I was saying. We went when we won.
Right. You're getting started again.
Okay,
that's right, Benicia.
It's okay.
I don't care.
Throw
me in it. Let's tussle.
Why are you guys here?
So,
like in Nashville, not on the show. Yeah. Like, why are you guys here?
Well, we're just hanging out, but we're here for just we're getting brand new studios in Detroit, and you guys have an awesome dynamic. So we're checking out how you guys use your video stuff and seeing if we can match the vibe.
Our company paid for you guys to come.
Wow.
We can't even get water. We can't even get water here.
We have an amazing market president, Colleen Grant.
So individually,
She saw the value in sending us over to like observe what you guys do with your new system. So,
any chance she'd barter out some water for letting
that'd be nice?
Be here.
We actually only have one working sink at our studio, so
you have hot water though.
We don't even have hot water.
We don't have hot water.
We have one sink and no hot water.
This is like a thing for all of the studios.
Well, she said that their AC doesn't work.
Are they all breaking down?
Yeah, they don't have air conditioning.
It just depends on the day. Sometimes the AC works. Sometimes it doesn't.
We're moving, though. Yay.
So hopefully in the new
place. We are, too. I admire your market president for spending money to send you guys down here.
I agree. Yes. It's super valuable.
Yeah. Because, again, the other day I said, hey, would somebody mind getting me a water so I can continue to do my job at a high level? And they were like, we have none.
Yeah.
And I said, no, water. I didn't ask for, like, a spritzer. And they were like, no, we don't have any water. And I was like, well, how about that? So congrats on the plane tickets. God dang.
Yeah, thanks.
Shipped down here. You guys staying at a nice hotel, I bet?
You know what? It was my fault. I booked us in the Best Western.
Individual rooms, though?
Yes.
Oh,
individual
of course.
Rooms.
Of course. That's nice. Not us. We all have to sleep together.
Yeah, we go home in all one room.
Oh, boy.
That's weird.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, y'all seem pretty close.
We've been together for a long time.
It's like Full House, but with coworkers.
Yeah.
You're Danny Tanner?
Mary-Kate Nashley Lunchbox. What?
You're Danny Tanner?
Yeah.
Who would I be?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Lunchbox.
You're definitely Joey.
You're Little Michelle's.
So how long have you guys worked in radio?
I've been in radio for 3 years now.
I've been here for 7 months.
Oh, really? So what are your roles then, KP?
So I'm the digital producer of our morning show, and then I'm on air middays.
Got it.
So I work on the promotional street team, so I do like all the interacting events in regards for the channels, but my focus is in social media. That's why I'm here with my girl KP.
They sent two people down. This That's is unbelievable amazing. To me.
I know, I was an add-on.
It's crazy.
This was originally her trip, and then I get an email, and they're like, you want to go to Nashville? I'm like, why not?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Are you experiencing Taylor Swift fatigue, even if you love her?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think... I mean, I want her to be happy, and I like to hear her good news.
I think we all do.
Do you all love her, though? Are you fans?
I wouldn't say I'm like a diehard Swiftie, but I grew up loving country Taylor, so I'm in a weird place because it's like not the vibe that I'm used to with her music, and I can't follow all the patterns and like the clues. You know, it's tough.
It's a lot of clues. That's why I don't follow them at all.
What are the clues?
I don't know.
Like who they're singing about and what names they're dropping and what references they're making.
How do you know this?
Well, that's what clues are.
He answers these questions.
Interesting.
I mean, have you ever...
He's a Selena Gomez trivia champion.
Are you a Swiftie, Lunch?
No, I went to the concert.
Okay. Yeah, I think
Wow, I didn't.
He's a Swiftie.
How did you get tickets?
Oh, from work.
Why'd you go, oh?
Oh.
Yeah, I asked for him because my wife wanted to go, so I emailed the boss, and I was like, hey, any chance I can get two tickets to Taylor? Like, 2 months before the show, never heard anything. I was like, all right, cool. Then the week of the show, I was talking in the hallway, and he was like, do you want to go to the show? You really want to go? And I was like, well, yeah, I emailed you. And he goes, I thought that was a joke. And so he got me two tickets.
That easy?
Well, he had to call, and he was like, stand by. And on the day of the show, he's like, all right, I got you two tickets.
The day of the show, they made you wait until.
Yeah.
Were you offended at that?
A little bit, because I'd emailed 2 months prior, like, asking. Like, I put it out there way ahead of time.
What era did you go dressed as?
What
era did you go dressed as?
2023.
Mm-hmm. It's a good era.
Whatever that was. Mm-hmm. Huh. I think it was in 2023 when I went.
Yeah, it was last summer.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Do you understand his question?
Yeah, it was the Eras tour. I got it. But
or like
people,
a different era.
So why are you acting like you didn't know what that meant?
No, I'm saying I dressed as 2023, whatever era that is. I don't know what era that is for
Interesting.
Her.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Ray, how long has this been?
Let's see. 16 minutes.
All right, let's do a mid-roll here real quick. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, Again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. All right, some voicemails. Here's Kathy. This is number one, Ray. Kathy from Texas.
Hey, Bobby. Love the show. And I have a celebrity in the wild story. About 3 weeks ago, we were at my grandson's softball auction. In walks the celebrity to the gym, walks across the floor. Nobody recognizes him or does anything. He sits down all by himself, bids on a couple of the auction items. And then when it's over, he grabs his two daughters and he goes out the door. Nobody even bothered him because we see him a lot in this town. And that celebrity is Cody Johnson. Love the show. You guys have a great day.
It's a cool story. Who thought it was going to be Eddie?
Not me, because I
thought it was. I thought Caller was just filling us up with Eddie ones.
No, the ones they said bid on something, I knew it wasn't Eddie.
Well, I don't bid on things?
I assume not. You want to, but you probably don't.
It's a good point.
Okay. I see that.
It's a good point. Here's number two.
Hey, I just heard the email from that CEO, and it really didn't sit too well with me, man. I think you should have to live in a trailer park before you can laugh about living in a trailer park. That's just my opinion, though.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Here's number three, Tiffany.
I finally am reading your book, Bare Bones. I'm on the chapter where Lunchbox comes into the story, and I was wondering if you have any old clips from, like, wrapping him in bubble wrap and throwing him out of the car or making him eat butter. That's what I was wondering. Thanks.
I don't think we have anything that goes back that far, do you?
I got stuff on mini disc.
Yeah, what?
But do you have a player?
What's that?
I have a mini disc player that I recorded stuff into. I don't know how to, like, get it off the mini disc. And I have the CD when we did a Best Bits, like,
CD.
Whatever. I mean, yeah, I don't know what
it is. It's tough to play those.
Which one? The mini disc?
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a little square, like, cartridge, and you put it in this little machine, and you'd have to hit it. And, I mean, the buttons would turn off halfway through recording. I mean, I remember we were interviewing Miley Cyrus or Hannah Montana, and the thing malfunctioned.
We don't say or. I mean, we know Miley Cyrus.
Well,
but when you interviewing her,
she was on a Hannah Montana tour, whatever.
But we weren't interviewing her as Hannah Montana.
And that's what she was known for at that time, was Hannah Montana.
Yeah. But we were interviewing her as who she was.
Ah, whatever. Okay. Yeah. And it only recorded half the interview, and let's just say someone wasn't happy.
Who?
You can guess.
Would you be happy if, I don't remember this, but I'm just asking a general, I don't remember this at all. If you told your son, hey, go mow the yard, and he came back and it was halfway mowed?
No.
What if the mower broke?
But what if he broke the mower?
But like this mini disc player was so bad, I had to duct tape it closed. So we were working with some equipment that was not the best, and so I was doing my best.
We still don't have water.
Right.
Fun fact. Jennifer in San Antonio?
I keep hearing you talk about how good Post Malone smells, so I went on a little journey, and I found out that it's Le Labo. So a lot of the celebrities, like, I bet that's what Keith Urban wears too, because y'all always talk about how good he smells. Le Labo. Bobby, I think you should get some. Let us know how it is. Okay, love this show.
Le Labo. Post Malone did smell. For those that don't know, Post Malone came and jumped in a concert that Eddie and I did at the Ryman, and he came out at the end and played a couple songs. And when I hugged him, I just remember thinking, he does not smell like I thought he would, which to me, tattoos is what I thought he would smell like. Don't even know what that is. But he smelled good. And apparently it's Le Labo. But didn't your wife buy you Keith Urban cologne, Eddie?
And it wasn't Le Labo. No, and we got it from the source.
Who, Keith?
No.
Well, that would be the story.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Somebody that knows Keith and somebody that has bought cologne
for Keith.
But
that's not the sore. I mean, the sore's like Keith.
I mean, they nailed it because when I got it, it smelled just like Keith Urban. And it wasn't Le Labo.
Those colognes that smell just like the real one, though, do they smell just like the real one forever? Those fake ones?
Yes. The dupes?
Yeah.
Not forever. Any cologne after like a year or so is going to, the smell will alter a little bit. But I've got some Le Labo knockoffs and they're great.
And they still smell like whatever you want them to smell like?
Yeah. So like Le Labo has one called Nior 29. And then there's a Simply Nior that's the knockoff. And I can't tell the difference. So.
What if you got a bunch of, what if you bought a bottle of the real and poured a bunch of fake into it and gave it as a gift and be like, I spare no expense for you.
That's like my sister, her ex-boyfriend. He gave her a gift in a Tiffany's box and it wasn't real.
That's good.
Was it a fake
Tiffany?
It was.
Or was it just something not Tiffany's at all? So it's just like a setup for failure.
It was just like, it was like a necklace that was like a diamond necklace, but it wasn't a real diamond. And he put it in a Tiffany box.
But it wasn't even funny. Like fake Tiffany.
No, it was just fake.
Because I could understand putting it in a fake Tiffany's to try to trick her with a real Tiffany's box. But if it's not that at all.
Yeah, it's not like a good look, man. Huh. And it was Christmas and we all opened it up at the house and we were like, dude, how much did you pay for that? He's like, yeah, one Jeep.
Oh my gosh.
Then we found out it wasn't real. That was crazy.
That's pretty funny.
Terrible. Hey, they're not together anymore.
Okay. Good figure.
Hey, La Labo is pretty expensive.
As a perfume?
Yeah, yeah. I looked it up, like $322.
You can buy a cheaper one, but it's like really small.
Yeah, we got your wife one of those real small ones.
It's tiny.
She used it for a week. She wanted it. Yeah, yep. We bought it.
They'll personalize it, though.
You guys both from Detroit forever?
Yes. I am.
Yeah. I mean, I lived in Tampa for like 7 years, but
what was down there?
Just family. So literal childhood. So I don't consider it as like adult. No.
No job.
Yeah.
And Lunchbox often refers to Detroit when he's talking about places that are unsafe to live. Like, that's his go-to.
That in Memphis.
Don't talk about my city.
I wouldn't say it's unsafe.
To which I say Detroit has flourished in the past five to 7 years.
The draft is this week. I mean, it's a big week for Detroit this week.
The Army draft?
No, the NFL draft. that big thing with the football.
Surprise! Surprise!
They start in Detroit.
Yeah. I actually like Detroit, and I think that I forget the guy who's a billionaire has invested so much money back into like downtown.
Yeah.
But it's really like become what seems to be cool.
Yeah.
Again. So what would you like to say to Lunchbox for being a hater?
Don't talk about my
city.
Hey,
I've been to Detroit, okay?
Don't talk about the city. Let me tell you. I'm telling you from a Detroit perspective.
Yep.
We do not take disrespect to the city well. You saw how we came for the Lions. Don't disrespect us. We ain't gonna disrespect you.
No, I brought my tourism dollars to Detroit trying to bring it back up and I'm glad that I helped. Well, I'm glad I helped.
Wow.
Thank you. We hope you had a good time.
Good for you.
I did. I was there for 24 hours.
What?
Wait, you made all those judgments and all those references
in
24 hours?
You wasn't even there long enough. You got to get your feet wet. Like 72 hours at least.
Where did you stay?
At a hotel.
But what happened that made you always come back and go?
No, I just went. I mean, I just went to see Old Tiger Stadium and I got free Chinese food at the restaurant and I was there for 24 hours, saw two games and drove back.
But what would make you, because you've said it a lot. That
I just see it on TV, man.
Got it. That would be fair. I mean, that's unfair of television to do that.
Like, of course, everywhere is dangerous in the world we live in. So, like, yeah, and the news are, they're going to have to report.
And my friend's from there, so he tells me about it.
What's he tell you?
He just tells me about growing up in the trailer park and how rough it was. And
your friend's not Eminem. You're not Eminem's friend.
I mean, probably don't walk on 8 Mile, but
your friend's
everywhere
not,
else.
What an idiot.
Eminem.
You guys didn't know he was going there?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Detroit is safe. Don't make it like that.
What's up? You ever see Eminem walking around?
Never.
No, but I have a feeling he's going to be at the draft because he's been doing a ton of promotions.
Yeah, man, Big Sean for sure. Mm-hmm. And Detroit Youth Choir.
Big Sean is performing.
Yeah, with the Detroit Youth Choir. Yeah.
So when it comes, let me see how many people from Detroit, how many famous people can we name from Detroit? I'll go first. All of Motown.
All of
Eminem.
Them?
Eminem, go ahead.
I got two.
Michael Moore.
Do Big Sean. Oh, what? Yeah.
Michael Moore.
Oh, the documentarian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Detroit Youth Choir.
You can't use that.
I know, I'm out.
Kid Rock is Detroit.
Okay.
Big Sean.
Jack White.
He's from Detroit.
Aren't the White Stripes from Detroit?
Mm.
Oh, that's cool.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I'm out.
Linkin Park. Just throw it out there. Why not?
Can you do like Fab Five? Like Chris Webber, Jalen Rose? No?
They're not from Detroit.
I know, but I mean, like, but oh, yeah. They went to Jalen Rose might Michigan. Be from Detroit, though. Hmm. How about Aaliyah?
Yep. She actually went to, like, high school in the city.
Mm. Yeah, I'm out of people.
Yeah. I'm trying to
go ahead.
Ted Nugent. Detroit Rock City.
Wow.
That's a good. Do you know who that is? Because
yep.
I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't unless yeah. it was like the news. Yeah.
It's only like far and few from Detroit. Because usually what happens is, you know, they start off being city famous. And then once they're nationally known, it's like, oh, I came from Atlanta. And that's when they start
they
claiming
do that?
Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Detroiters will claim Atlanta and then Atlanta will claim Detroiters.
Okay.
Like, why would they both?
They'll flip because Detroiters will move to Atlanta. And then they'll blow up in the music scene and they'll be like known as an Atlanta artist, but they started in Detroit with their original fan base. But the artists from Atlanta will come to Detroit, do their thing, basically say they're Detroiters. Mm-hmm.
Classic.
It's exchange.
Mm-hmm. Bob Seger.
Wow. Bob Seger.
Lizzo.
Good Charlotte.
Lizzo. Oh, Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Yeah,
I'll
say Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Okay.
Lizzo. Yeah.
But didn't she quit?
For a minute.
For a second.
She retired.
It's always easy to quit until you got to make more money.
Right. Yeah, that's all.
Every day I go home, I'm like, I quit this. I'm out of here. And then it's like, got to pay the bills.
No, that's
so,
right.
How long have you guys been in radio or whatever? Like
3 years.
You said 3 years, yeah. But like how long a part of the show that you're part of now?
I would say like a year and 6 months.
What about you? So you work for all the stations?
Yeah, pretty much. I just do the underlying promotional stuff. So the on-street thing.
What have you guys learned in here so far? Not with our show. You can pick anything. Have you actually learned anything that you can take back? Because that's you have? Good answer.
Yeah.
Okay, say watch this. Good answer.
Is it? Do you want me to do like a really good answer so that?
Give me the really good answer, okay. And then give me the real answer.
The really good answer is I've learned everything to know about the video equipment. Not even using it.
So good, KB.
Yeah. What's the real answer?
The real answer? I just really like seeing your dynamic. I think like there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of people don't know. The behind the scenes in radio, and I do a lot just with my role at the company, and seeing you guys, you know, work together as a team is really nice, and I hope we can bring that back and
absolutely
and bring that. That's kind of why Benicia joined me, is just so that she can learn all the tricks too, and we can work together.
All right,
sounds good.
I'm motivated. I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
I'm from Atlanta.
I love that. Yeah. See, that's how you got to do it.
Yeah,
you got to throw it out there. I'm from Atlanta.
I'm motivated. I'm from Atlanta.
I'm from Atlanta.
All right. Well, you guys, we finished this and then we do other stuff, but you guys are welcome to hang around. We appreciate you guys coming in.
Thank you.
Did you guys do anything fun last night in Nashville? Did you go downtown?
I did. I went to Chiefs. Where did you go?
Eric Church's New Bar?
Was that?
Eric Church's New Bar? Yeah. Oh, cool. Where'd you go?
I went to Coyote Ugly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was so excited to go to Coyote. I'm waiting on somebody to ask me about this.
Was Eric Church there?
No.
Because is he still doing a residency, Mike?
Still going on?
I don't know.
I thought Scuba? It was for
Did
like
you
a
see
month
Morgan Wallen's chair?
Oh, that was wild.
No, I was looking for it, though.
The opening was the 6th, and I think he did it for about maybe less than a week. So it should be done, I think.
That was like 8 or 9 days.
That's what I was talking
about. Then they opened on the 6th. So, I mean, we're 23rd now.
Thanks. Eddie, how many days is that?
I don't know, man. I can't do math.
All right, cool. All right. Thank you guys for coming in.
Of course.
You guys
can
continue to hang out.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
And anything you guys want to say before we cut it?
No. I thought about it.
I know you did, dude. I knew exactly where your head was. And I was like,
I can't do it.
I was flinching. So
I was going to try to bring it back full circle.
I know. Don't do that.
We're good.
All right. That is it. We will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.